Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
We're living in probably one of the greatest times that it is for the church.
Yes.
But one of the worst times for this world that it's ever seen.
That's right. That's a fact.
Hallelujah. Jesus. He's not coming after just anybody.
That's right.
But he's coming after those that have made themselves ready. That are looking for that blessed appearance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not coming back from the spit on him.
No.
He's not coming back from the nails in his hands again. Or put a crown on his head and call him King of the Jews. The King of the Jews is coming back.
Amen.
Amen. When he comes back, amen, I want to be ready. I've got to be ready. Amen. You need to be ready.
Yes.
Amen. Because if you miss this go round, you've missed it.
That's right. There is no other.
There is no other. No other chance. You can cry till the cows come home. But it won't do no good. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope and pray I got the message for tonight. Maybe some home folks and some other people will be listening on Facebook. Amen. We want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. I'm sitting back there and Sister Walker began to speak and I said, I know that voice. I didn't see you when he came in. Amen. But I said, I know that voice. I love that song that you sang. Praise God. And if it been for God, where would we be tonight? Proverbs, the 30th chapter, verse number 12 and 13. Did it say I got it? I don't know if we'll teach or preach or preach, but amen. We'll just try to obey God tonight. This is the generation that are pure in their own minds, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Let's pray again. Father, we come to you. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to speak your word again. We pray now that you would anoint, Lord, the lips of clay. Speak to us, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and pour out upon your people tonight, God. We give you praise and glory and honor in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. You may be seated. There is a generation. I kind of believe he's talking about right now, brother. That are pure in their own minds. And yet is not washed from their filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. And their eyelids are lifted up. Amen. You ever see somebody, you know, somebody be talking and somebody behind you go.
Yeah.
I've seen that before too. Amen. You go to check on somebody and tell them you love them and before you can get away they talk to you pretty bad. But you gotta love them anyway.
Right.
We need to love folks into the house of God. And we need to get folks to pray and seek God more than ever. But we are living in this generation today. Matter of fact, I believe the Bible talks about in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, it talks about the Laodicean church. They said, we have need of nothing. That sounds like a world that we're living in. People say, I don't need anything. I don't need God. I don't need anything. But I want to preach to you from a thought today, a world becoming less interested in God. This world is less interested in God than it's ever been.
Right.
Amen. We're coming up against some things, and they're shrugging it off like it is nothing. Amen. But I'm telling you, they're going to face some things, and they're going to cry out to God. They're going to ask God to help them. Amen. I don't know about you, but I started asking God to help me a long time ago. Amen. My uncle, when they told him that he had the worst case of prostate cancer that there was, amen, the doctor sat down on his bed, Brother Morris, and told him, Mr. Russell, you've got the worst case of it I've ever known. You need to go home, and I'm not going to keep you in the hospital. You need to go home and set your house in order. He said, Doc, sit down here for a minute. And the doctor sat down on the side of his bed, said the tailor, and he said, Doc, I got things taken care of a long time ago. He said, but I want to know, do you have everything in order tonight, today? And the doctor sat there and wept and cried, sitting on the edge of his bed, and said, I wish I had a whole day that I could just spend here and hear you talk about the Word of God. But can I tell you, folks don't want to hear about the Word of God anymore. I said it last week, I think it was. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word. They never pick up the Word of God to study. And the Word of God teaches study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. Folks out there think they've got truth tonight, but they don't have truth. They don't know what truth is. They need to understand if they're going to make it to where I'm going, they're going to have the same thing that I've got. I want you to understand something. The Jews are going through something right now, but the Jews have brought it on themselves. I'm sorry. Amen. And they are God's chosen people, but amen. But can I tell you, they have brought things on themselves. Amen. They have denied the Messiah. Amen. They have walked away from the Messiah. Amen. And they're still, amen, wanting to see the Messiah. Well, he's already came, and they spit on him. They whipped his back. Amen. And they're not worried about, amen, the church, or worried about God, or worried about anything tonight. Amen. And they become less and less interested in God. Amen. Folks are less, look around you tonight in church. They're less interested in God tonight than anything else. When you can sit at home and watch your television, amen, and do the things that you're just sitting there, amen, looking bored at one another, amen, and you're saying, I'm just bored. I wish I had something to do. Why don't you get ready and come to the house of God? Why don't you get ready, amen, and come and worship God? Somebody needs the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, God's going to send us some people. Amen. They may be beggars. They may be people off the street. But God's going to send us somebody that's going to love them, love him for what he is. And you see, I heard Moses tell God, he said, I'm not worshiping you because of all that you've done, but he said, I'm worshiping you for who you are. And Paul said the same thing in the New Testament. Amen. I'm worshiping him. Amen. But we live in a generation that appear in their own eyes. You can ask anybody on the street, are you ready to go to heaven? Oh, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Amen. But they walk away, and you say, are you really? And you walk away, and they lift their eyelids at you. Like, who is this guy? Who's trying to talk to me? Who's trying to tell me about God? I've been serving God a long time. I don't need nobody to tell me. Can I tell you tonight, you're not going to make heaven without a preacher.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. You're not going to make heaven without a preacher, and he can't preach unless he's sent of God. I'm not sent by mama. I didn't get sent by daddy. I got sent by God Almighty. Amen. And I'm still preaching the Word of God after 55 years. I'm still preaching the same message. Amen. 51, almost 52 years, we've been preaching the same message. Preached in the Church of God for 5 years, 4 or 5 years. But can I tell you, this is the truth. And the truth will make you free. Amen. It'll set you free. You want to be free tonight? Amen. You can be free. Amen. But you don't need to be a part of this generation. Amen. I'm not a part of this generation. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. This world is not my home. Amen. I don't have nothing here that I need to hold on to keep me from going. If the Lord wants to take the church out of here tonight, I want to be ready to go when He takes the church. I want to hear Him, amen, welcome the church in. And He's going. But I'm telling you, He's coming today, amen, that the graves are going to burst open, amen, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Nothing in this world is worth you going to hell over tonight. Nothing in this world is worth you getting more interested in that than you are in God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. A lot of folks are being deceived today. People are starting their own organizations. Amen. They're starting this. And they're starting, you know, they can start any kind of organization out there. I got news for you. Somebody will join it. Why? Because, amen, they're carnal minded and they don't know the mind of God. And you can't tell me that you pick up this King James Version book and read it and find something different than what the apostles taught. They taught it. It's a fact that we got to stand by tonight. I'm going to stand on the Word no matter what comes. I've been through some trials and I've been through some temptations and I've been through some persecution, but not one time have I ever wanted to get away from God. In 50 something years, I've not wanted anything in this world. This world don't have nothing to offer us today. Amen. This world is not, I don't care. They say, well, go play the lottery. God won't see you. Amen. Nobody will see you. God will see you. Amen. He told one prophet, he said, knock a hole in the wall. I believe it was Jeremiah, one of them. He said, knock a hole in the wall. When he knocked a hole in the wall, there was people hid in behind the wall. And they said, no, God don't see us. But I'm telling you tonight, God sees you. He sees you, amen, wherever you're at. It doesn't matter where you're at. God sees you. And if God don't even see you, He knows what you're doing. Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, people make me just get frustrated and upset when they don't think God sees what you're doing. He sees. And He said, don't be deceived. You hear me? He said, don't be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, these people got all kinds of gods today. Amen. Old Buddha. Amen. Old big fat Buddha. Amen. In the Chinese, restaurants. And somebody said, what do you think about old Buddha? I said, I have rubbed old Buddha's little old fat belly and it never done nothing for me. Amen. But one day I heard about Jesus Christ. Amen. A man that said that he would save me and forgive my sins. I fell in love with him, Sister Taylor. I fell in love with somebody, amen, that cares more about me than I care about my own self. Amen. Listen, somebody said, well, you can't love nobody. You can't love yourself. Amen. The Bible teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. We got to love ourselves.
Sure we do.
I love myself.
Yeah.
Praise God. Adulterers. Effeminate.
Right.
Men and women be women.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's out there.
Yes, it is.
And it's worse than it was with Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah was bad. They come to the man of God's house and wanted, amen, them two angels that came in, and he said, you can have my daughters instead. I thought, man, what kind of man would offer his daughters that had never been with a man and never been with nobody, and he's going to offer them up. He didn't know who really, how powerful those angels were. Hello, somebody. He really didn't know how powerful those angels were. The angels said, just step out of the way. We'll take care of it. Amen. And they took care of it. They struggled with blindness. They had to be feeling their way back to their house. Amen. Don't tell me God sent an angel down. Amen. And he'll step into you where you're at. And he'll make the enemy, he'll blind that devil right in front of you. Amen. And you can worship God because of the king that you're serving today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. These are people, amen, that the world has become more, amen, profitable to them than Jesus Christ is. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasures in unrighteousness. I'm going to tell you something. It's not a sin. It's not a sin, amen, to enjoy something.
No.
Are you hearing me?
That's right.
It's not a sin to enjoy something. But it's a sin to enjoy something unrighteous.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It's a sin to enjoy things that God is against.
Right.
And he said, you take pleasure in unrighteousness. And he said, you're damned who believeth not the truth. We live in a world where people take no notice to what they worship. I was in a church. They were worshiping God. People were shouting and worshiping. And the preacher got up and he said, I've got a new revelation. Well, when he said, I've got a new revelation, my ear went like this. And I went to hear what the new revelation is, because the Bible said there is nothing new under the sun. Amen. So when he said this, he said, Jesus did not know who he was until he was 30 years old. The church ran around hooping and hollering like a bunch of wild Indians. And even the pastor leaped up and down. At the church, I said, Pastor, that man he preached false doctrine tonight. He said, I don't think so. I said, well, he did. I said, he said that Jesus didn't know who he was until he was 30 years old. And I heard the Word of God saying, Father, give me the glory that I had with you before the foundation of the world. Hello, somebody. Amen. He knew who he was. Amen. Because he robed himself in flesh and came down to this earth. Amen. And became sin for you and I. Amen. He hung on the cross and bared the sins of every human being. He knew who he was before he ever came to this earth. Amen. Before there was ever a toad frog hopped anywhere, he was there. Praise God. The world where people take no notice to what they worship. Idolatry has swept over the earth. You don't believe me?
Yes.
You don't believe me tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Take a look at your friends on social media. Oh, yeah. Take a look at your friends on social media. Somebody told me, amen, just recently that they weren't going to dance at some kind of dance that was going on because they didn't want to offend somebody and come to find out, amen, the people that they didn't want to offend got out there on the dance floor and started dancing. Well, I'm not going to dance to the devil's music. Hello, somebody. I'm not going to dance to the devil's music. I don't even listen to it on the radio. I don't listen to the devil's music. Amen. If it ain't gospel music, and some of that, I think, amen, it's almost devil music. Amen. But I don't listen to all of the gospel music. But I listen to the things, amen, that brings, amen, conviction. And people said that old rugged cross is not needed no more. Thank God for the old rugged cross. Thank God, amen, for amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. They get on social media. It's not usual to see someone worship athletes, singers, actors, wealthy people, and even religious leaders.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
It's happening in our day. People rather listen to that than to come out to an old-fashioned Holy Ghost church that preaches the Word of God. I said to somebody, we have a saying in the Yellow Pages and the book, and we're the only Apostolic Lighthouse church represented in the Yellow Pages. And right there where our name and our phone number and our address is, amen, it has this: regardless of what you've heard, we only preach the Word.
Amen.
Amen. And we're not going to preach nothing else. Somebody said if you would allow, if you just give in, and people are so interested in having this kind of program and that kind of program, if you just allow it, I could help you with it. I said it ain't never been here, and it's not going to be here. Amen. We may be few in number. Amen. But I want us to go to heaven together. Amen. Are you hearing me? I want us to go to heaven together. Amen. I'd rather have 50 people that are ready to meet God, amen, than 1,000 that's going to hell. I refuse to go to hell for the rest of them.
Amen.
It seems that people will talk about and worship just about anything,
yeah,
except for church and God.
Uh-huh.
Can't you play something else besides a preacher? We got to listen to preaching going down the highways. I've heard people say that. Man, I love the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
I love preachers.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Even if I know something bad on a preacher, I'm not gonna run him down.
Amen.
I told somebody recently, I said, David cut off a piece of Saul's garment. Amen. And I said, you've done more to me than David did to Saul. But I want God to save them.
Right.
I want God to bring them in the church.
Right.
I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Yes,
My worst enemy in this world, I don't want to go to him. No, I don't. But they want to talk about anything but church and God. Due to society and the general public's perception of truth, it's become taboo to be a Christian more than ever. Folks want to be closet Christians and other exercises their faith on the Sunday morning, and they decide to get out of bed finally and actually show up in church on Sunday morning. Amen. But they don't show up on prayer meeting, and they don't show up on Wednesday night. Amen. I'm not just talking about here, it's everywhere. I talk to pastors all over the place. They tell me, Pastor Watson, it ain't just in Dundee, it's everywhere. Amen. People used to tell me when I'd go to these camp meetings, and I'd tell them, I said, I got the best church in the world. There ain't no church better than Dundee. We've been through some things, but I never wanted folks to think that we had problems. And one preacher come up to me and said, you know, it's very easy to lie in the pulpit. I said, I'm not lying. I said, we have the best church it is. Amen. Not just because I'm the pastor, but we got people here that love one another.
Amen.
They care about one another. Amen. And they're willing to go an extra mile for one another.
Right.
Praise God. More than ever, folks want to be closet Christians and exercise their faith. Amen. Just one day a week. Then there's people who will come to church every Sunday, no matter what. But they just put in their time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Jesus helped me. And he told the young because y'all here. Amen. I'm talking to the world out there today. They came on time, but leave as soon as church is over.
What's the spiritual clock?
They'll buy whatever they want, but neglect to pay their tithes. They see the church struggling, but have no desire to serve. That's the world we're living in.
That's
a church that is less interested in God. Are you hearing me? I said they buy whatever they want to. They see the church struggling, but they don't care. This attitude is drawing people further and further away from God. Because all He desires is to come, to see us come and work for the kingdom of God. Even worse, some say, if you go to church, it doesn't matter which one you go to. Oh, as long as you go to church, it's all right. All churches, amen, I've heard people saying, all roads lead to Atlanta, Georgia. There's several roads that lead to Atlanta. But I got news for you, there's only one road that leads to heaven. And the Bible said it is a straight and it's a narrow way. And be few there that's going to find it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The broad is the way and straight is the gate. And many will go therein. Praise God. They come on time. Amen. But neglect the church. We had them to come here and they played music and they sang and lead the singing. And I said, can I put you on the cleaning list to clean the church? Oh, no. No, we'll preach and we'll sing, but we don't clean the church.
No.
And I said, guess what? You don't sing and preach no more, either. I didn't let them sing no more. Didn't let them preach no more. My God, my pastor told me to go clean the toilet. I went and cleaned the toilet. Whatever the church needed me to do, I did it. Amen. I'm not ashamed. Amen. To get my hands dirty for the kingdom of God. When we were building this church, amen, and somebody said, fill in all of them footers. Amen. The blocks there, fill all of the blocks in with dirt. And the inspector come out and said, all of that dirt's got to come out of them footers. Amen. And I had to get down there, and my hands would be bleeding before I was digging dirt out of them footers before we could pour concrete in there. I'm not ashamed to work for the kingdom of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many people go to church based on their preference, not what the doctrine is. Well, I believe this. Well, all I tell you, let's go back to Bible.
That's right.
I don't believe it like you believe, but let's go to Bible.
Amen.
Let's find out what the Bible says about it. Amen. Because they want to do it their way.
Uh-huh.
You see, I can't even do it my way. I can't do it my way.
No.
I said, I can't do it my way. It won't work my way. I've got to do it God's way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And can I tell you something else? God's way always works.
Yes.
Somebody said, Pastor, you don't take care of this and take care of that. You don't do this and do that. I said, when God tells me to take care of it, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Until He does, just leave me and God alone and let me and God handle it. And then they come back to me later and say, Pastor, I don't know what it is. It always seems to work out the way that you do it.
Mm.
It's because I do it the way God wants it done.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a huge problem because there is only one truth.
Amen.
You can't choose your preference of what church you want to go to. Amen. If I wanted to be a pastor in a big denominational church today, I could. But I don't want to be. Because I wouldn't sell this truth out for no amount of money. My sister, bless her soul, she's gone on. Amen. She was asked if they had some kind of Ouija board. And God knows I ain't seen one that I know of. But she was asking that Ouija board. She said, does my brother Eddie play the lottery? And the Ouija board said no. She said, if he were to play, would he win? And the Ouija board said yes. Well, most folks ain't close to God. They run out there and say, man, give me the best ticket you got. Amen. But I'm telling you, I ain't buying it, and I ain't bought it, and I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to sell out this truth, amen, for a lie tonight.
All right.
Praise God. Then we don't even truly care if we're saved or not. What a church teaches matters, folks.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Are you hearing me? What a church teaches matters.
Yes,
it's the Word of God. Not the word of whatever, whoever. It's the word of God. Amen. And the word of God, amen, it will save your soul from a devil's hell tonight. Amen. They don't deem being a part of the body of Christ important. They'd rather sleep in on Sunday than wake up and hear a preacher tell them what they need to know. What they don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. Repent. Who, me? Why?
Amen.
Pray. I don't want to pray. Give. I work too hard for my money. Amen. You're part of that group that's getting less interested in God.
That's right.
People are molding God to them.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? People are molding God to them.
Yes, they are.
Rather than letting God mold them the way He supposed we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Man looks for the answer to the simplest questions in the most complex place. Man wants to know about the Word of God. Hello. Man wants to. Am I too loud, sis?
No.
If I'm too loud, y'all tell me. Man looks for the answers in the simplest questions and the most complex places. He wants to know how to get to heaven. No, that's not what he wants. When and how did this universe get here? Hello, somebody. Where did man come from? They need to be wanting to know how do I get the salvation of God and how to make heaven my home. Preacher, tell me what I've got to do to be saved. Not how the universe got here. Amen. We can explain that. Hello. We can explain where man came from. But that ain't what you need to hear. You need to hear about repentance and water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the infilling of the Holy Ghost is what you need to hear. Hallelujah. Man came from the dust of the earth. Amen. He didn't come from the earth. He came from the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. I've got to hurry. I do. Amen. I cut it short and go on another day. What's the cure? How can we bring the world to peace? That's what they're trying. They're calling for peace today. You know, he said they would cry peace and safety. Amen. But sudden destruction, earthquakes, and dire places. We just heard where they had some earthquakes. Amen. We just heard, I just seen where a plane caught on fire in midair. Amen. And thank God for 200 and some people that got out of it alive. They got out of it. Amen. They hit another plane and they got killed. You don't know when your time is. So you need to worry about salvation.
Yes.
Paul said this. Paul said, I die daily.
Yeah.
Amen.
Paul died daily out to the world. Somebody told me just yesterday, amen, I repent and pray. You ought to try it. It works.
Yes.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, guess what? It does work. Because I've tried it. I didn't just try it today. Didn't just try it yesterday. Didn't start a New Year's resolution and say, I'm going to blah, 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 do this and do that. Amen. I was on my knees crying out to God and telling God, make me a better child of God this year. Help me to do more for you this year than I did last year. Amen. Help me to, amen, if there's anything in me that's not right, take it out and strengthen me, Lord, and purify me. Amen. Because I don't want to go to hell. But we're living in a world that's less interested in God. They're not interested. They're not interested in the church. They're not interested in... All they want to do is make more money. And more money. Listen, money's never been an object and a problem with me. Because back in 83, when I went to selling automobiles, they told me I had to work every Sunday. And here I'm an apostolic preacher. Amen. Having to work every Sunday. Well, I was making $1,100 a week, bringing home pay. After taxes, I was making $1,100 a week in 83. That's good money. But I told Sister Watson, I said, I'm going to work in the morning, and if he asks me what I preached yesterday, I'm throwing the keys to my demo. Amen. And I'm giving it my keys and I'm quitting that job. And of course she didn't say nothing because She didn't want me working on Sundays anyway. Amen. So I went in. He said, "What did you preach yesterday, preacher?" I said, he called me and said, "What's this?" I said, "That's my keys to my demo. It's out front for inspection." He said, "You can't quit. You're making too much money." I said, "There ain't enough money, amen, to keep me away from the house of God. I refuse, amen, to sell out, amen, for a dollar for filthy lucre." Praise God. The answer to the question for world peace, the questions are Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. By His guidance and your faith, you can unveil real truth today. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke." Nobody wants to be rebuked anymore. Nobody wants to be reproved anymore. Amen. Everybody, most time folks, even that don't want to be reproved and don't want to be rebuked, they think they know more than the man of God does that God put over them.
That's right.
Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Aren't you glad He let me put that doctrine in there?
Yes.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers. They don't want a preacher that'll preach against sin. They just want somebody that'll preach, a preacher that'll preach to them having itching ears. And they shall turn away from their ear from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's the world we're living in today. The world is becoming less interested in God. I want to just a couple more things and I'll close, I promise. Matthew 26:39 said He went a little further and fell on His face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou will." And He cometh unto the disciples. Listen, these were some of His right-hand men. And He finds them asleep. And saith unto them, unto Peter, "What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." How many knows your flesh is weak tonight?
Amen.
The Spirit of God is willing. The Spirit of God is saying, "I want you to be at church. I want you to worship God. I want you to live for God." But the flesh is weak. "Oh, I can't come tonight because I got so weak." What do you do when you got both feet and both ankles right now feel like they're on fire? "Oh, I got to stay home, Brother Marcy, you're going to have to preach. My feet's hurting. My back's hurting. My shoulders is hurting. I'm hurting all over. And I don't even have the COVID. I don't have the flu. I'm just old and got pains. But I chose to be in the house of God. I chose to be here tonight. The best place I could be on this side of the earth." Are you hearing me? He went again away the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it," He said, "Thy will be done." And He came and found them asleep for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray thee. Who was it? Judas was one that was right there with him, sitting with him at the supper, the Last Supper, sitting with him. Amen. And Judas, and while he spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. You know why he said hold him fast? Because you don't have no clue who you're dealing with. And listen to what he said. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Judas stood at the door of heaven and kissed the door of heaven and went to hell. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, Jesus still called him friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid their hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand, and we know who it was. Old Peter drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. But Jesus told him, said, Peter, put your sword up, son. If you deal with the sword, you're going to die by it. Amen. Jesus reached down like a sin. Dust off that man's ear and stick it back on his head as though it was never anything happened. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, I'll close with this scripture. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed from Thessalonica, Caesarea, to Galilee, Titus unto Matthew. Amen. One more scripture, can I read it? Which have forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, whom loveth the wages of unrighteousness. And the next scripture that goes with it. But was rebuked for his iniquity. Just for the sake tonight, I'll say the dumb donkey. Scripture calls it another word. Speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Let's stand. Praise God, praise God. People are forsaking God, going after the things of the world. Why? Because they have become less interested in God. People no longer fear God.
That's right.
fear God anymore. But there's coming a day that the Bible said that they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on me. They'll want to die but can't die. They'll want to cry out to God, but God won't hear them. Are you hearing me tonight? When the world is becoming less interested in God, wicked as this world is, who thought that the corruption would be happening like it is? Who thought that we would allow 3 million immigrants to come into our country? And I heard him say, Brother Marsh, they have no place to go. They have no food to eat. They have no place to sleep. And you know what they're doing? They're breaking in your home. They're breaking in my home. They're breaking in your home. Amen. To get whatever they need. I'm sorry, but our government is in a bad shape.
Yes.
Yes.
And if something don't change this next year, I would not even be afraid to even almost prophesy that this world is coming to an end, and it's coming to an end close. Amen. When you're afraid to go to the store by yourself. Ladies, when you can't even get out of your car and go to the store by yourself. Amen. At night, and not just night, but in the daytime. Things are bad. I don't want my wife going by herself. Amen. Certain places she goes by herself. But I don't want her going. Amen. Certain places by ourselves. Because they don't care.
Nope.
They don't care.
No,
and the Bible said that we're living in a time. We got all of these people from other countries over here rioting in our country because of what's going on over there. And tell me, there's not something wrong with that. And I seen a guy coming over the wall the other day, and one of them policemen that's working at the wall helped him get down.
Mm-hmm.
Helped him get down. We're living in a crucial hour.
Yes.
Jesus said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not watch 1 hour?" Came to him twice and said the same thing. The third time he came back, he said, "Sleep on, my departure's at hand." Amen. And I'm glad that he's going to come back. He's going to come back after a people that are making themselves ready. There's a church world out there tonight that's not ready. I said, there's a church world out there that's not ready. And you can do the things of this world. Amen. And still claim to be a child of God. It's a sad day that we're living in. God bless you tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to the Word of God, Sister Randall.
I promise my friend
that you'll pray for them. Yes, come right on, sis. Sister Randall's friend and her husband is at the point of death. And probably the only thing that's holding him here is that his wife keeps crying every time that he just about leaves here. She cries that he is leaving her. And those things are going to happen. And what she needs to do is she needs to tell him it's all right to go. I told my daddy that. I told my dad, I said, Daddy, it's all right to go. It's all right to go. God, right now, God's sister Randall stands in proxy for her friend. God, we ask you to reach down and encourage her. God, and help her tonight in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Lord, and God, to give her strength for what she's fixing to face. Lord, look, watch over her, God. Keep your hand on her, God, in the name of Jesus. I know some people don't believe in, Lord, people standing in for others, but you stood in, Lord, for the whole world. Lord, you stood in our place, God. And Lord, we're thanking you tonight. God, we ask you to bless her, strengthen her, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, she's your child. She's a child of God. Lord, give her the encouragement and help her to be lifted up in the time of her trial and her trouble. God, touch Sister Randall's tonight, God. Touch her body. God, heal her body tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're her healer, God. And you're her deliverer, Lord. We're standing on your word in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you right now, God, to move in this behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.